You are locked in to Locked On Badgers. My name is Asher Lowe, and we are 11 days away from Wisconsin football. And we also know on this Monday, October 12th, the date and start time for Wisconsin's first game against Illinois. More on that in just a sec, and more on the entire schedule today on this Monday show. I'm your host right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast. I bring you the inside student perspective every single day, Monday through Friday, filled with stats, special guests, and all things Badger sports. Listen and follow for free wherever you get your podcast, and drop a review and a comment on Apple. That would be an awesome help. I love getting comments from people. Also, you can hit me on Twitter with any comments, critiques about the show at ALOW_33. At Locked On Badgers, always going to respond to those whenever I get them on Twitter at ALOW_33 at Locked On Badgers. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game. And you can get $20 off your next order if you use the code LOCKEDON at checkout. BuiltBar.com is the best tasting protein bar you will ever, ever try. So we got some big schedule information this morning, Badger fans. The Illinois game will be at night. Yes, Wisconsin head coach Paul Christ, his biggest nightmare. He hates night games. If you guys didn't know that, he is not a night game guy. But Wisconsin will be opening their season at night, 7 p.m. Central kickoff, at Camp Randall on Friday, October 23rd, which means Wisconsin football will be playing. Wisconsin will be playing. They'll be playing the first game of the Big Ten season. It'll be a chance for redemption. It'll be a chance for Wisconsin to right the wrongs of last year. It'll be a chance for us to see Graham Mertz under center as the starting quarterback at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It's been a long time coming. It's time for him to take the reins after that tragic Jack Cohn injury. If you want to go back and listen to all my thoughts on that, that was a lot of last week's episodes. Talked about that a ton. But it's a new week, and it's time to look at the Wisconsin schedule. Like I said, we know that first game, 7 p.m. Central, night game, Camp Randall, no fans, but still going to be a great, great evening at the camp. And it's time here on this Monday to look at the schedule as a whole. We're going to play a little game called Schedule Superlatives. We did this at BadgersWire.com. My fellow writer, Ben Kenny, did his version at BadgersWire. Other wire sites around the USA Today Network that I write for have been doing this. I know Wolverines Wire did it at Michigan. A couple other Big Ten sites did it. Buckeyes Wire did it. So here are the schedule superlatives. I'm going to run through them one time, then I'm going to give you my superlative for every single category. Of this eight-game schedule, what is Wisconsin's most likely to win game, biggest trap game, most likely to panic the fan base? We'll take that one however we want it. Most underrated, most overrated, most likely to get fans to change the channel, the biggest dogfight, and the most surprising. So some of these, we have eight categories, and I don't think I'll find a category for every game. I actually already wrote my answers out, so I will guarantee you I don't have a category for every game. So there'll be some repeats here. If you strongly disagree with any of these, let me know at AOW_33. I disagree with Ben on a couple of these, but I'd love to know your opinion, your feedback on some of these superlatives as you look at this Wisconsin Badger schedule. So here we go. We will start with the most likely to win. There is no way, and this is one where I agree with Ben, there is no way. You can save this clip. You can play it wherever you want. I will bet any amount of money with any single person. I'll bet anything. The house I don't own, all that stuff. I'll bet it all that Wisconsin beats Illinois. There is no way that Wisconsin loses that football game. Absolutely 0.0 chance that Wisconsin loses that football game. I will come on the air and deliver one of the most ridiculous episodes of my life if Wisconsin loses that football game. Don't be rooting for it, though. There's no way. After what happened last year, to ruin your season at Illinois, as a 31-point favorite, you think that Lovie Smith and Brandon Peters are coming into the camp and beating Wisconsin in week one? There's no way. Wisconsin will be ready to go. This defense will shut that Illinois offense down. I'd be surprised if the Illini score 14 points in that football game. Wisconsin by four touchdowns on October 23rd. That's Wisconsin's most likely to win game. Ben Kenny from Badgers Wire and I agree on that one. Biggest trap game. This goes back to my episode I did with Ben Stevens on Locked On Big Ten, where we started single-handedly, or I guess together, so not single-handedly, but started the Michael Penix Jr. Heisman Fan Club. And it's not going to have many members. He's not going to get to New York, if that even happens in person. But the Michael Penix Jr. fan club is a real thing that we have created on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, which you should all check out, by the way, if you haven't checked out the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Because this guy's the real deal. And Michael Penix Jr. is Indiana's dual-threat quarterback. Got injured last year, but now is the guy with Peyton Ramsey transferring to Northwestern. Indiana has a tough schedule, but they're going to win a game. I don't know which one it's going to be. They're going to win one of these four games. And they're not going to win more than one. But of the Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ohio State games, and it won't be Ohio State, so let's just throw that one out. At home versus Penn State, at home versus Michigan, on the road at Wisconsin, Indiana will win one of those three games. I think Wisconsin is the least likely game to win, but why is it a trap? Because of where it falls and because, of course, I'm hyping up the Hoosiers. But for Wisconsin, it falls at a place that you don't really want to have it. In between two of the biggest games of the season, before or after Minnesota and before Iowa, Wisconsin does get Indiana at home, which is big. But this is a bit of a scary game to me. It screams trap. Look at Illinois last year, where that game was, right before Ohio State, right before the biggest game of the year. That Iowa game on December 12th is probably going to be the biggest game of the year at that point, because that game will likely decide the Big Ten West. This Indiana game falls right before it. Perfect chance for an upset and a trap. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But is it a trap game? Absolutely. Most likely to panic the fan base. What's going to get these listeners, me, on this podcast, just riled up and annoyed? It's going to be one of those wins like Northwestern last year, right? Where you win the football game, but you're just annoyed after. Like nothing felt good about it. That game to me, I'm not saying this is going to be the game. I don't know if there's going to be any game like that on the schedule. I hope there's not. But if there was one I would point to, it's November 7th against Purdue. Purdue has the explosive offense with Rondale Moore. He is a game breaker, and he's going to have a game, a few games in this conference where he goes off. And if that's the game you play him, if you don't contain him well, the best wide receiver in the Big Ten, Rondale Moore, he can pop open a ridiculous run after a catch, right? I mean, he had a crazy, crazy run after the catch against Ohio State a couple years ago in a big Purdue upset. Purdue's going to make it tough on people this year, and it could annoy Wisconsin fans when Purdue pops open a couple big plays on a fantastic defense like the Badgers defense is. Could see it annoying the fan base. Will Wisconsin lose the game? No. Most underrated. The most underrated game on this schedule. I'm going right back to Indiana. I think it's going to be a really fun contest. I think Indiana is going to be better than you think they are. They might only win four games, but that still, to me, is a better team than you think they are, because they shouldn't realistically beat Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan, or Ohio State. They shouldn't beat any of those four teams. So, I mean, hey, Indiana could still win four games, but they're a more fun team than you think. They're an underrated opponent. That's going to be a fun game in week 7. Most overrated, I'm going with Minnesota. I don't think this game is going to be particularly close. Am I biased? Do I, you know, as a Badger fan, not like the Gophers? Of course I'm biased. Extremely biased. You're listening to Locked On Badgers. This is not Locked On Unbiased College Football. This is Locked On Badgers, please. I'm hella biased. But Minnesota, to me, doesn't have the defense, right, to stay in a game against Wisconsin where they're not going to be able to score. I don't trust their ability. If you watch the second half of that game last year, I don't trust Minnesota's ability to score 28 points on this Wisconsin defense. And I think this game is going to be played in the 20s. The winner is going to have at least 24, 28 points in that football game. And I don't think Minnesota can get there against this Wisconsin D, if it's the D we all think it's going to be, which I think it will be. It's a very similar defense to the one we saw last year that destroyed Minnesota in that second half on the road. That, to me, is the most overrated game on the schedule. Will it get a lot of hype? Yes. Will it be PJ Fleck versus Paul Christ and all the fun stuff that goes with it? Yes. Is Minnesota slightly overrated this year? Probably. I mean, last year was probably an overreaction by most people. When they got to that Wisconsin game, we all saw who they were in that second half. The Badgers made light work of them in a game that wasn't even that close in the first place. It was close for a half, and then it really wasn't very close. After that Quintez Cephas bomb, the game was over. Moving on to most likely to get the fans to change the channel, and you can interpret this one whatever way you want. I'm going to go with the most annoying game to watch, and I feel like every year it's been like this for a long time. The most annoying game to watch for Wisconsin is Northwestern. It's always ugly. Wisconsin gets upset sometimes, especially if it's at Ryan Field. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It happens to be at Ryan Field. Not a fun stadium to watch on TV. Not a fun stadium to be at either. Definitely the worst stadium I've been to in the Big Ten. They put college broadcasters on the roof there. I mean, we're literally on the roof. That game has ugly written all over it. Hopefully it's over by halftime. But if that game is anywhere near close, it is going to be excruciatingly painful to watch. But Badger fans, don't change the channel. We're going to win that football game. Don't worry. The biggest dogfight, I feel like I just described the dogfight when I talked about playing Northwestern. But I think Iowa's going to be an absolute dogfight. It could decide, and I think it will decide, the Big Ten West. Because if those two teams are within one game of each other, that game basically decides the Big Ten West, barring what Minnesota does. Minnesota would have to go basically undefeated for that game not to decide the Big Ten West. But if it does, on the road at Iowa, it is going to be a fight. When you have two well-coached football teams, right, that mirror each other's styles a little bit, Iowa is little brother right now and has been for a while, but the styles are similar, the programs are similar, the locations are similar, and that one's going to be an absolute battle. The final superlative for you right here is most surprising, and I'm going to go positive with this one. I have been downplaying Michigan this entire offseason, this whole time. You questions at quarterback. Jim Harbaugh is not what we thought he was coming into this football program. He's not what we thought he was. He just hasn't delivered in big games, in big moments. It's a work in progress, and we're 6 years in. I think people thought this would be turned around much faster. And he's won a ton of football games, right? Like, but the expectation is so high. And whether that's fair or not, he hasn't delivered to those high expectations. And when you're Michigan, you're compared to Ohio State. Is that unfair? Probably. But thus is the nature of sports. Should LeBron James be compared to Michael Jordan all the time? No, I don't think it's a very fair comparison. And I think it actually takes away sometimes from what LeBron does so well. I'm of the opinion that Michael Jordan's the GOAT. And to me, to compare him, LeBron, to Mike, just sometimes takes away from LeBron and builds up some resentment towards LeBron. And right, I think comparing Michigan to Ohio State is similar-ish in that way. But hey, their fans expect to be there. Their fans expect to be at that level, and they're not. And I think for that reason, Wisconsin's going to blow out Michigan this year. Joe Milton at quarterback, right? McCaffrey's out. What is this Michigan team's identity going to be? We don't know the answers to these questions. I think Wisconsin on the road dominates this football game, much like we saw last year. I think that will be a surprise to many people. Before we get right back to Locked On Badgers on this Monday, today's episode is brought to you by BuiltBar.com. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game, ladies and gentlemen. The best flavor selection. I mean, you go on this flavor list. Salted Caramel Crunch, Banana Nut Bread, Cherry Barcia. Some of the best flavors in the game. You got the Pumpkin Fall Spice flavors in. Check out the fall listings of flavors. You can get a variety pack with a bunch of different flavors you can try. And the best part of these protein bars is 18 grams of protein in most of them, right? 4 grams of sugar. The health breakdowns are fantastic. The variety is fantastic. The price, fantastic. And it's even better when you get $20 off if you use Locked On, code Locked On at checkout. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game. Get it now for your post-workout, pre-workout snack at BuiltBar.com. Use code Locked On for $20 off your next order. And get that Cherry Barcia flavor, please. It's time to talk Badgers in the NFL. And if you watched that game last night, Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks against Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings, Wisconsin versus Michigan State. And actually, after the game, Russell Wilson, if you guys haven't seen this interview, he mentioned that it reminded him of a game that Kirk Cousins and him would have played back in the day at Michigan State and at Wisconsin, respectively. Those two met in the 2011 Big Ten Championship, a game Wisconsin won. They have a lot of history, and they battled yesterday on Sunday Night Football. Russell Wilson coming out on top 27-26 with a game-winning fourth-and-goal touchdown pass to DK Metcalf. And Russell Wilson looks like an MVP right now. I love seeing it. It was awesome to see him shout out the Badgers after that game in his post-game interview. So if you haven't seen that clip, I highly recommend checking it out. He's just an awesome person to root for. Like, him being a Badger is a great thing for all of us because we get to root for a guy that is so likable, always puts his team first, and is looking right now like the MVP of the National Football League with Aaron Rodgers. Don't kill me, please, Wisconsin fans. With Aaron Rodgers, I can't differentiate them at the moment, and I'd probably, if I had to choose, put Rodgers ahead of him right now in the MVP conversation. But Russell Wilson is 5-0 with the Seahawks. They've won some incredible last-minute games, and the MVP-level play of Russell Wilson is the reason why they've won those last-minute games. 3 touchdowns, just 1 pick yesterday on Sunday Night Football, 58 rushing yards, and of course the game-winning drive. And guys, guess what? As we continue through the list of Wisconsin Badgers in the NFL, notable performances. Jonathan Taylor got the ball in the end zone at the 3-yard line at the 2, I believe, on 4th and goal. And guess what happened? It's amazing. He scored a touchdown. That's what happens when you give Jonathan Taylor the football in the red zone. One of the most prolific running backs in the red zone in the history of college football. Yeah, maybe you should give him the ball, Frank Reich. And apparently they listened to Lockdown Badgers last week because I was harping on this a couple times, and finally he gets the football in the red zone. Colts score a touchdown, 12 carries, 57 yards and a touchdown for JT. Still don't know why that carries number is not doubled. They were down in that game for a while, so I guess I understand it from that perspective. But abandoning the run to me when you're down doesn't make a whole lot of sense, especially early in the game. And teams, I feel like in the NFL especially, will just go away from it really, really quickly. Hopefully, Jonathan Taylor can get over 20 carries at some point this year in the football game, and I guarantee you the numbers will pop as they have been all year in his limited carries. This man, Alec Ingold, has been... I'm a Raider fan, guys, right? And we just had a huge win over the Chiefs. Alec Ingold has been the surprise of the Wisconsin Badgers in the NFL to me this year. Even what he did last year, which was an incredible blocker, a guy that was used by John Gruden and the Raiders on 4th-and-1, a lot of 4th-and-short situations. He was the guy in, whether he was the decoy, whether he got the football, it didn't matter. He was an important piece of short yardage situations. But he has been a force. 2 catches, 25 yards, doesn't stick out on the stat sheet a ton, but his blocking has been tremendous. And one of those catches was a play where he lowered the shoulder and got the first down on 3rd down. An incredible play, lowering the shoulder and just bringing some pain. I mean, bringing some real pain on a Kansas City safety. Alec Ingold has been a revelation this year for the Raiders, and John Gruden and Wisconsin football were bringing the fullback back, baby. Alec Ingold is back and has been huge for the Raiders. Another guy that had a fantastic day in a win was Andrew Van Ginkel against the Jags. Had a big-time sack. I mean, just rocked the heck out of Gardner Minshew. If you haven't seen that sack, it was vicious. Forced a fumble and had just a monster day all over the field in Miami. He is back to doing his thing. And we are back on Locked On Badgers tomorrow, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. As always, on Wisconsin, we have our first scheduled game, October 23rd at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on Big Ten Network against Illinois. And we will have everything for you leading up to that game, that home opener, that season opener, that Big Ten conference opener right here on Locked On Badgers.